Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter of fulfilling amanat that are upon us. And we read the somewhat lengthy hadith in which it was explained how we will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah with regard to amanat also and with regard to family ties also. Then we read the commentary of that hadith, and then we were doing some other points in which we get lessons to learn. So further, the wisdom behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being approached last is to make known the superior virtue and rank of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over all the Anbiya. We had read that the people will first go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he will direct them to Ibrahim alayhi salam, then he will direct them to Musa alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam, and finally they will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be the last. This is to show the superiority, that after all had made excuses, though legitimate excuses, but the rightful person was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Had Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam been approached first, then we should not have known his superiority over all the Anbiya. That where they made excuses and they said that go to somebody else for this mission. So we should realize the superiority of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah also, by the virtue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is the most superior ummah. It is said if they are like 120 rows on the day of Qiyamah of entering Jannah, 80 will be of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should make a lot of shukr. It was not our choice. Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, made us from amongst the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we should make effort on all those who haven't accepted Nabi, that is the non-Muslims. We should make effort on them. And those who are not obedient to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who are not performing the namaz, whatever, then we should make effort on their dua. We should never have a superiority complex in any way, but we should make effort for them. We should make lot of effort for our children also, our progeny also, that all, oh Allah, keep us all properly in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, raise us on the day of Qiyamah in His ummah and enter us into Jannah with His ummah. There is great, great superiority. The Jami Kawthar will be given to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At Pul Sirat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be making dua for his ummah. Rabbi Sallim, Sallim. O Allah, let them cross safely. O Allah, let them cross safely. One should engage in as many good actions as possible and supplicate to receive the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should do in our whole lives, and especially like the present days which we are going through, very, very virtuous days, where the roza of each day is equal to 1 year's roza, which means about 300, we keep one roza and we get the sawab of 360 rozas. And every night's ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So making one night's ibadat is 1,000 months, and that means 30,000 nights. One night ibadat, and simple it has been made to for us by our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that a person who makes his Isha with Jamaat and Fajr with Jamaat, he gets the sawab of the whole night. And then whatever more we can read, reading Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak al-Ladhi between Maghrib and Isha, a person gets saved of all the azab of Akhirat. They intercede for that person. So there are many virtues, and the great virtues are of reading the third kalima as much as possible. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And on the 9th, which will be on Wednesday, to read the fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And of course, we should not forget on the 9th from Fajr time for 23 namazas. That is for 3 days and 3 namazas. We should read the takbir after Fajr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. And all this should remind us of the great virtues of this day and the great events that took place in these days. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, forgive us our shortcomings, and accept us fully for His deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.